Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the pat-downs ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit MissPatComedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group.
Welcome to another episode of the pat-down. I'm here with Chris and Dion, and we're talking about baby daddy drama. This nigga want a check, y'all. This nigga done came back from the pan from Jiffy Lube, and he wants me to pay him. Listen to this shit after the fucking music. I ain't paying no nigga who drop oil in his face for a living.
You better get up, get out, and tune into this podcast. It's Pat, spit the truth, spit the real fact. Nothing but the ugly, classy at the same time. Pat got the flavor, these are not your same lines. It's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin down. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talking about? It's real though, and cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You waste the time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this is taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it. Nothing but the ugly, turn it up and go and repeat it.
Jesus, I just woke up.
We both just woke up. You look fresh, why are you guys so tired?
Pittsburgh. All night, early flight.
Yeah, Pittsburgh.
How was the show?
I gotta tell you what happened, Chris. So,
when Dion laughs at the beginning of a story, I know it's gonna be good.
So,
Chris, it was so perfect. Hold on, Pat. Before you even start, it was so perfect, Chris. It was out of the blue. It was unexpected, and it was comedy. All right, go ahead, Pat.
So we finished the first show in Pittsburgh last night, which was great. Shout out to Pittsburgh. Y'all came out and represented. I love the fuck out of y'all. Make sure this is turned up. So I'm sitting there. Can you hear me, Chris?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you.
So I'm sitting there and
we in the green room.
We in the green room, and all of a sudden my phone ring and I look down at it and it's my first kid's father. And I'm like, fuck he won't.
I'm guessing a check.
So I pick up the phone and I'm like, hello. I answer the phone. He's like, Rabbit. I say, yes, how can I help you? And he was like,
just like that. Just like that, though. Like she was doing customer service.
He was like, I seen you look. I seen your little show. I said, oh, you did? I said, did you subscribe?
You didn't get a free, did you?
And then he said, he just turned up on me, said, why the fuck you pick a nigga with no teeth in his mouth? I don't look like that. I said, he's an actor. That nigga ain't got no motherfucking tooth in his mouth. My ain't none of my tooth miss. I said, but you do have a chip tooth.
The actor was only missing like what, one tooth?
Yeah, yeah. But that was an actor choice to take that tooth out. I didn't ask him to take that fucking tooth out.
So that was the thing he was most worried about then, was
the first thing out of his mouth was, you know, I ain't missing no teeth.
Did she have it on speaker? Please say yes.
Yeah, Dion recorded. I was like, when I saw his name, I said, come over here and record it, Dion. He going out. That fucked up. Everybody fucking around here picking at me at my motherfucking job. I said, well, what they picking at you for? And why y'all throw a nigga in the bushes? I said, they threw you in the bushes. Because I had forgot about the episode where at the end they throw him in the bushes.
Yeah, they murdered him. Yeah.
She said, don't throw that nigga out back. That's where my cabbage is. She said, put that nigga in the trash.
I was so impressed she grew cabbages in the show.
Yeah, he was so fucking mad. I mean, he was mad. He said about some, you act like a nigga hurt you. I said, you did hurt me.
What? Are you kidding me?
Yes. Yes, Chris. But he was so audacious on that phone. He was stuttering. He was so mad.
And you got it on tape?
Yeah.
Can you send me a copy of that, please?
I want to hear it. He was like,
I sent it to Pat. She owns it. So whatever she do with it, she do it.
you can send it to him. But he was like,
tell him what he said about taking care of his kids.
He goes to my son, "You got a nigga out here looking like he was an unfit daddy. I took care of my motherfucking kids." I said, "What you do? What you do, baby?" He said, "I took him to the skating ring." I said, "That's taking care of your kid? Taking him to the skating ring?" Hell yeah. I spent time with my kid. I took him to the skating ring all the time. I said, "That's not taking care of your kid." Are you fucking for real? I told him, I said, "Are you pranking me?" He goes, "You just want some fucking money. You just want some fucking money. I'm going to sue you." I said, "Please come on, child molester." Then he went on and said, "You knew goddamn well I didn't know you was that old. I thought you were 18 years old." I said, "You were picking me up at an elementary school. Unless I was severely slow or retarded, that's the only reason why I would be in elementary school 18 years old." I said, "So you knew I was 12 years old?" "No, the fuck I didn't. You told me." I said, "Well, okay." I said, "Okay, let's say I told you I was 18. I said, "When you signed the birth certificate, you took out your ID. It said I was 14 and you 21, 22, something like that. So what the fuck? That ain't the point. You told me." I said, "Boy, if you don't get the fuck out of my phone."
If you're yelling, that isn't the point in an argument, you're losing it.
That ain't all.
You gotta tell him the best part.
"You all on the TV and shit talking about I shot you. I ain't shoot you. The gun went off." "So the gun shot me?" I said, "The gun shot me. It was."
What is he, a Republican?
"I don't even think he vote." He said, "Good. The gun shot you, bitch. I didn't shoot you."
And then I shot the bitch. It's still my favorite line of the whole series. I'm so glad he finished his own line.
I said, "On telepath, he said, well, why'd I shoot you then?"
Yeah, he said, "Well, tell everybody why I shoot you then." I said, why didn't you shoot me?" He said, "I came home and caught you with another nigga." I said, "First of all, we never lived together. You had two babies on the way at the time, and we was never together. Well, the gun shot you."
That's what he said. Oh, the gun was bad. She had another nigga.
It's unbelievable. It's totally believable. This entire story.
I have it on recording. I'm going to send it to you. You're going to be begging for that audio.
Oh, just don't even message us. We're not giving it to you.
I was like, "Are you fucking for real? You really think that I said, you know, you just want some money." I said, "You're mad because you work at Jiffy Lube and I got more money than you." He said, "Bitch, I'm gonna sue you." I said, "Please do." I said, somebody said, "And I don't work at motherfucking Jiffy Lube. I work at Car Spa." I said, "Well, I was trying to help you out by giving you a better company." And he was pissed the fuck off, Chris. I couldn't even hear him because he would sound like he was at a chicken house ordering some food. And he just went on and on and on, cussing me out. And I was laughing.
It's just funny that he's like at a restaurant. And he's like, "You know what? I'm going to call her right now."
Like, what? It was so funny. His major gripes were that he wasn't missing a tooth, that he was that she was embarrassing him, that the actor didn't look like him. I'm like, if you don't want people to know it's you, then why are you mad this nigga don't look like you?
No kidding.
Like, that logic don't even make sense.
And would anybody in his life know that you two were even together if he didn't tell them?
Well, what happened was,
it's been so long.
I did a piece on you with the Good Morning America version on the Saturday. It haven't came out yet. And so I go back to Ashby Grove on Fast Street Bottom, where I used to sell drugs at. And a lot of people had already been watching the show, but they didn't realize that was me. And gotcha. So when they put two and two together, I'm, you know, when you say rabbit, it's automatically attached to him.
Yeah.
It's automatically attached to him. So therefore, when it's automatically attached to him, you know, it is what it is. People go automatically, you know. But I told him years ago, I said, "Stop telling people that you're my baby daddy. It's not going to end well."
Yeah.
I said, "Stop telling people you're my baby daddy. Everybody see, I'm Miss Pat baby daddy." But now you don't want to be Miss Pat baby daddy. I told you to stop telling people that shit.
Yeah.
So you're going to talk about, "Everybody at my job picking at me and shit." I'm like, okay.
Because you told him. You opened your dumb mouth. You bragged. You bragged about it. And now look.
Yeah, you look like a molester.
Now you out back with the cabbages.
You're ruining my reputation.
You ain't
No, it was the rollers.
You know what I realized? You know what I realized while Miss Pat got them cabbages out there so she could have a cabbage patch kid? That was an inside joke. I just now got that.
I looked at Reagan and went, when did she ever fucking garden? What is this about?
It's for the cabbage patch kids.
Everything is a little small joke if you pay attention to the show. But yeah, I'm like, the audacity of you to call me. Then you up here calling me fat bitches like he gonna affect me. Excuse me, Mr. Captain of the oil changes. Nigga, I hope you open up somebody's fucking oil pan and it fall in your face.
Knock his tooth out so it matches the actor that played him.
I mean, I was waiting on him to call, but I really didn't think he was gonna call. I didn't think he would watch it.
I was surprised first he watched all, it, yeah.
Yeah, first of all, he got Metro PCS. So I was like, that phone is never gonna be able to download BET Plus. And I know he can't afford it because he keep his roller skates on his shoulder while he catch the bus. So I'm like, he's never going to be able to see the show. That's what I'm thinking. But somehow he went and downloaded.
He probably saw the billboard.
Yeah.
I'm quite sure he saw the billboard. I'm quite sure he saw the billboards. And he's supposed to be pissed, you know. I said, dude, I'm telling my story. If you feel like I'm lying on you, just come out of hiding and tell everybody what you feel like is the truth. If you want to tell everybody you didn't know I was 12 and that you got me pregnant as a grown man and you was married, come on and defend yourself and let's see whose side they take.
You know what he did after that? He hung up the phone.
Yeah. Yeah, because he's got nothing.
Nothing. Yeah.
I'm gonna sue you. I said, you don't even have a car. How you gonna sue me?
Can you call Jamie and have him check Joe Rogan's inbox though for that email that he probably sent to Joe Rogan?
Oh, he ain't got no email address.
Oh yeah, Metro CPS or whatever.
No, he talking emojis, so he cannot write a full email. If you think my emails are fucked up, you should do
his email to Joe Rogan. Subject. I you love.
Call me so I can tell you in person what I'm trying to say. Piece of shit. I'm like, the audacity of you to even try to call me and confront me with this bullshit.
It's audacious.
It was so funny.
Like, are you gonna do about it? Take the show down?
He was adamant about his roller skating trips, man. He was, I took care of my kids, we went skating. he was so serious.
Then why do they fucking hate you?
Yeah, they don't even remember going skating. Then he went on to say, was the relationship all bad? I was like, yeah, nigga, it was all bad. You don't remember nothing good? No, nigga. Cheating bitches. Then he went on to say, which one of my baby mamas you beat up? I said, I beat up a bunch of bitches. I don't know if they had babies by you or what. Where did I hit you with a dump truck? I said, some of this stuff is embellishing to, you know, I'm a comedian. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That one time you hit me with a lot of shit. And then he went on to say, bitch, you lying. You lying. I said, well, what am I lying for? Tell me what I'm lying about, homeboy. I'm not lying about a goddamn thing with you. I don't know what your problem is. Your problem is that everybody know that you fucked a 12-year-old publicly now on TV and everything.
Yeah, he just wants to. What all these guys do is they just want to make you doubt yourself.
You can't make me doubt myself. I got two motherfucking kids at the house who got your last name, you dumb motherfucker. I said, pedophile, you signed the birth certificate. You fucking idiot, you signed the birth certificate. I said, are you not their daddy? Oh, you're not their daddy.
According to him, skating makes him a good daddy.
Wow. That's a Disney dad. You know, the dads that don't actually parent, they just take their kids to Disney or buy them shit.
That was his only thing, though, Chris. It wasn't like he read them stories. I took them skating.
Name their middle school.
That was just...
I said,
That's all he could say was, "I took him skating."
I said, "You gave me $30-something in child support because my husband told me not to ask you for anything else. You never visit. These kids didn't see you for over 20 fucking years. What are you talking about? Well, you fucked up our family." I said, "We ain't had no family. You with every bitch in the world.
How are you going to have a family with a guy who has five other families?"
And this is before Sister Wise was even out.
Right.
You dumb fuck. I'm like, but the crazy part about it, he called me through Facebook. Thank God for that. Thank God he called me through Facebook because he don't have my cell phone now.
Right.
Ignorant fucker.
He takes Papa was a Rolling Stone to the extreme, a roller skating stone.
He sure do, boy. I was like, I literally sat on a plane and said to myself, "This nigga called me." He literally called me and told me he was a good daddy.
Why would you give you more material?
Thank you.
He don't get it, man. He really don't get it. Like, I never heard him speak before. And when I was just like, this dude does not understand what he has done. Like, he doesn't get it.
No, he don't. Then he went on and said, "You still in love with me?" I said, "Excuse you."
Nigga, I wanted to interrupt right there. I was like, "Nigga, you call her." I wanted to say that so bad.
I said, "How am I still in love with you? You always talking about me." I said, "You are a part of my story that fucked up my life. That's why I'm always talking about you, dumb dumb." Don't nobody love you. The bitch you with don't love you.
Could you imagine if you found this podcast?
Oh, God. I wish you would. I need to tell him to go download the pad down. We could use another one. He was in the crack baby group. We kicked him out.
I'm currently going through your friends trying to see if I can find him. So I want to see his picture.
Oh, yeah, he's in there.
On your friends list?
Yeah, he's my friends on my regular page. You want me to give you his name? You're going to take it out?
Yeah, I'll leave it out. Oh, my God. He looks... He doesn't look that much different from that actor that you picked.
God damn.
I'm not saying this to be mean, but Nikea looks more like you than him. But he does have the dad's nose.
Yes. Yeah, but he's an ugly piece of shit.
Wow.
He's very ugly. He think he's cute.
No.
He think he's a very attractive man. I'm like, dude, most women who get with men for the first time, they look better. I said, "That ugly piece of shit, good God almighty, that motherfucker ugly." You know how you wake up next to a one night stand and be like, "Who the fuck are you, bitch? Did you climb in my wonder?" But you know, you made a mistake. And he was a fucking mistake.
Yeah.
I said, instead of calling to congratulate me, you know, be happy, because all of this shit affect your kids too. You know what I'm saying? I'm leaving a legacy for your kids.
Yeah.
He don't give a fuck. He calling me talking about the nigga head and then he got all his two teeth. I said, "Bitch, one of your tooth is chipped. If you don't take them skates and ride the fuck up off my phone."
This is a 60-year-old fat man and he's on skates? Like, the picturing that he man on fat. Skates. He looks fat. His head's fat.
Yeah, but he ain't fat. He's very, he ain't fat.
Oh,
okay. Maybe a little bit bigger than Dion. He used to be real small like Dion, but now he's a little bit bigger than Dion.
I think he got me blocked. I can't find him.
How you got you blocked?
I have no idea.
Let me see if I can find him. Oh, ugly ass Nick.
Did you type that in?
Mm-hmm. Oh, ugly ass Nick.
Yeah.
I don't think I can find him either. Let me see some. I know he found me. Oh, he go right here. You see them girls at the top?
Yeah.
Every one of them girls he had before I met him. I mean, he was supposed to be his girlfriend.
Wow.
And the one in the middle, then he started naming bitches. "You ain't never beat up." I said, "I don't even know them baby mamas you talking about. It's so many of these bitches."
He started off naming baby mamas after you left him.
Well, he did what?
he started off naming women of chicks he had kids by after Pat left him. Like, you ain't beat her up. It's like, we wasn't together then. Wasn't no need for her to beat them up.
Why is he mad at you for beating people up?
I told that motherfucker, I said, I have no idea what you're talking about. Please get the fuck off my phone. That's what I told him.
The audacity. Okay,
nigga. Mm-hmm. The audacity for him to call me looking like a motherfucking monster. I said, look at here, Cookie Monster. If you don't get your ass back to that oil changing job and get the fuck off my phone with all them kids.
He said, I can't. They picking on me.
He literally said they were picking on him at his job like he was a kid. I know he got pictures on here.
Yeah, I'm looking.
Chris, I got to send you those videos. It was so
you
fun.
Have to. I cannot wait to hear it. I want to hear his voice.
Yeah, you piece of shit. Which is all right with me. You know, do you. Because I'm happy. Your family don't fuck with you. I said, sir, I don't fuck with my family, okay? I said, I ain't never fuck with my family. Even when I was with you, I didn't fuck my goddamn family. So what are you talking about, boo-boo? What are you talking about? I'm not the type of person that gonna hold on to family members because they're family members. They're replaceable, nigga, like pocketbooks and shoes, okay?
Yeah, anybody who's just inherently toxic like that, you can't have around.
Definitely can't have around me. I don't give a two shit fuck about no nigga who work in no Jiffy Lube with no 89 kids.
Car spot.
Yeah, Jiffy Lube is a fine, reputable organization.
Nigga, when he ain't changing oil, he washing cars. I said, boy, you don't get the fuck out of my phone? Which is funny to me. Fine. You know, it is what it is. I told him, I said, I'm glad I caught your attention. I'm glad you know I'm out here winning, boo-boo. Okay? Fuck you and your husband. I said, we do all the time. Mm-hmm. Dumb-dumb. He ain't nobody dumb-dumb, y'all.
I found him.
You found it?
Mm-hmm.
See how ugly he is.
He looked like a funeral home security guard.
The fuck is a funeral home security guard? What the
like
fuck is that?
Like he be standing at the door. Hey, can't come in here. Dead people in here.
I meant that I got those clips from I'm about to be petty as fuck today, right?
Oh no.
So I got those clips from what do you call it? TikTok. I'm going to take him and I'm going to drop him in his inbox on Facebook. And I'm going to say, I know you can't afford BET Plus, so here's a few clips about you. Enjoy.
That is petty.
Because I'm petty like that. I already told what you guys said. Send me every baby daddy clip. Send it to it so I can drop it in his motherfucking inbox. You going to ask somebody? He showed this. So don't call me. I said, what you need to do is sit down and watch the whole series. You really would enjoy. It's only one episode about you.
Yeah, there really only was one, but I wanted at least two because he's such a funny character.
Oh, most definitely. You know, when there's a second season, if there's a need for him, we would definitely bring him back. Because I have stories like the time when my daughter graduated, and no lie, he didn't come to Nikhil Jumba. He didn't come to Nikhil Grad. He came to Garyana's. Came up there with a motherfucking 3-piece suit on, like he had just got out of jail. And you remember those little candy things with the candy at the bottom and a little balloon on top? I think they cost $1.99 back in the day.
Yeah.
That's the gift he brought her.
Oh, no.
That was the gift he brought her for her graduation.
What?
And I could have sworn he had opened it up and ate all the strawberry candy. Remember the old strawberry candy that being there? I said, this petty ass nigga ate all the strawberry candy. And you know that's the best candy for old people, the strawberry candy.
Yeah. Yeah, like in the strawberry wrap, like the foil wrapping. Yeah. I've never ate it. Never
ate like Forrest Gump when he was like, I had a few chocolates.
That was her gift. And then he bought her a card that his girlfriend filled out. No money was in the card. Now, you ain't been around all these years, and it was so funny. So what was so funny was, oh, I should make an episode out of this. So he comes to the graduation of my daughter Ashley, and he's sitting there, and my caseworker and a couple other people sitting there, and Miss Tracy was sitting there. So I was like, hey, this is Ashley, them daddy. They look back, they was like, stop bullshit. I said, what you mean? Stop bullshit. My friend put my caseworker, Miss Chain, my godmother, put on a glass. She's like, are you for real? I said, yeah. They say, daddy. They just turned around and looked like they had seen a fucking ghost. Couldn't nobody believe that was actually them dad. He got in a three-piece suit in the sun.
Three-piece suit?
In the sun.
How old was the suit?
Ain't no telling how old. That motherfucker probably had mouthballs stuck to the back of him. And that's the last time, that's literally the last time I think he ever tried to do. What was crazy is we took all the, like, we got on the ground when Ashley graduated and shit, and we took pictures. I was trying to be nice. None of the pictures with him came out right. I don't know why, y'all. None of the pictures came out. Not one of them.
Well, obviously, it's a demonic spirit. That's what I'm attributing it to.
It could be he had a demonic. I was like, why the fuck his picture didn't come out? Not one of them. Me and my husband and everybody else who came to the graduation, all their pictures came out, but all that nigga pictures did not come out. It's like I had never taken a picture of him.
It was the three-piece suit. It was fucking up the film.
Yep.
It could have been. I don't know, but that motherfucker. And then he got a lawsuit one time. And I mean, for a lot of money, because he was at work. And somebody had him up in the air, and a forklift gave out, and it dropped his ass and broke his whole side of his body. Nigga didn't give me two pennies. Oh. He didn't give me two pennies, y'all. But you want to tell me you took care of your kid because you paid me $25 a person.
Yeah, but you know what he had to do to get that roller skate money to take your kids?
Yeah, he probably sucked a little dick on the side. I don't know. You know, but I don't know what he had to do. But I know he ain't take care of my motherfucking kid. I've been with Garrett. I've been with my husband for over 20-some years. Probably about 26 years. I think they met twice. Now, how was you a good daddy when you only met the stepdaddy twice?
Right.
One, when my husband was picking up my dope money, and the other one was at the kid's graduation.
Wait, what?
Wait, Matt. Very different moral compasses there. Like... He was picking up your drug money from your ex?
When I was just getting out of selling dope, so my kid's father had sold some drugs for me, and I told my husband, he was my husband, I said, hey, stop down on Ashley Grove, because I was at house, and get my money from my baby daddy, and he gave it to my husband.
Garrett loves you so much. I would not.
Yeah,
I would.
Garrett didn't know what the money was for, but me and him did. And I think that's the only two times they never had a conversation. They didn't really talk at the graduation. So I literally think Nakia can walk by this dude and not know what the fuck he looked like.
Really?
Yeah.
So I'm sure Ashley just wants nothing to do. Like, how real is the show where the Ashley character didn't want to talk to him, and then the Brandon character did want to talk to him because he didn't remember it? Like, how accurate to real life is that?
Well, that's pretty accurate because I'll tell you another time we seen his sister passed away, and at the same time, it was during the Falcon when they killed my sister-in-law. Well, his sister died and my sister-in-law died, and they ended up at the same fucking funeral home because all the black people go to the same fucking funeral home in Atlanta. Fuck you, Dion. So literally the two dead bodies was next door to each other. So you had my baby daddy family there, you had my husband family there. Cause you know, the two sisters had died. When we went to his sister's funeral, my son was like, y'all don't be mean to him, you know, speak to him, and you know, Nakia hugged him and talk to him, but Ashley wouldn't have nothing to do with him. I was like, hey, how you doing? And shit like that. I talked to him. I always try to be nice to him. Because you ain't going to get nothing out of fucking boiling my energy to make me mean to you, nigga. That take energy for me to hate you. And I don't got that kind of energy. I could be on a treadmill burning that energy. I'm not going to burn it on you, and I'm not going to burn it on the treadmill. So fuck both of y'all.
Or treadmill got cussed out for that nigga's indiscretion.
Why are you doing this?
But yeah, so I mean, literally, you know, I've always tried to be nice to this dude. He just hates me. He hates what he can't control. I'm not that 12-year-old little girl rabbit.
That's exactly right.
That's what it is.
People who
I'm
want
not that little girl.
People who want to control how other people see them hate somebody that they can't control. You can tell. You can call him on his bullshit, and now you can do it from television.
Yes. And he's mad.
Right.
He was big mad. That nigga don't look like me. I got all my teeth. I'm like, you don't want him to look like you, sir.
It's just so revealing that that is, again, how other people view him, his image, how he, it's me, 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 me. It's not surprising.
But. Yeah, but he's like, that's what's in his head.
Right.
My baby mama's out here talking about this shit. Fuck your baby mama. All them bitches don't sex me. I don't give a fuck about your baby mama. I don't give a fuck about none of y'all. If I gave a fuck about y'all, I won't be giving a fuck about y'all.
Yeah.
Fuck all y'all. That's what I say. You fucking be quiet, Miss Tracy. Yeah. I don't give a fuck about them people. Fuck him. He better skate his ass to the courthouse. I told him, sue me, please. Sue me because I'm going to pull out everybody who you molest. Mm. And give us all day in court, bitch.
Stat-
the true business man.
Yeah, I mean,
he gonna get wave two of Me Too.
the Harvey Weinstein, Harvey Weinstein of car washes.
What'd you say, Chris?
I said Harvey Weinstein of car washes. Dion, you were making the same exact joke, weren't you?
Yeah, I was gonna say he meant to be the Harvey Weinstein of the ghetto.
And that's exactly what he is too, crazy ass fucker. But you know, if the good part about life, if I wasn't winning, he wouldn't be calling.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm okay with that.
Because he'd only be happy if you were failing.
Oh, of course. Because he that whole ass motherfucker that like to sit on the phone and talk to his baby mamas and, you know, carry on a whole conversation. I ain't got time to talk to you. I don't got time to talk to you. And you're mad because you're a piece of shit. And I'm not. You never fought my ex-wife. I said, no, I did not fight your ex-wife. I was a kid when you was married. That's what the fuck I was.
So
I was
a tragic. Kid. Why would he even think to say that?
Because he's an ignorant motherfucker.
Was he, what was the ex-wife thing? Like he was mad that you were inaccurately portraying or he mad that you fought her or what?
I never fought his wife. She tried to fight me after I met her and she found out I was pregnant. I wouldn't have an abortion. But I was like 12, I was 13 years old. That lady was like 18, 19, maybe 20 when she showed up at my door to tell me he was married. I didn't even know he was married, y'all. I literally did not know this man was married until his wife came to the door and I was already pregnant with Ashley.
I watched some documentary today. Osama bin Laden's fourth wife was 16 and he was 43. He's basically the bin Laden of Atlanta.
Damn.
Ashley and Nike are the Twin Towers.
Damn. Where you going?
Too soon?
You just called this man the Bin Laden of Atlanta.
Right, man. Too far? I.
Yes.
Even Miss Pat was offended.
He's a 12-year-old terrorist. Oh my God.
He really was. He really was a 12-year-old terrorist. That's all he was. So I'm not his only victim. I'm not the only victim. I mean, there's a lot of people out there he touched and got away with.
Oh, and
but don't make me tell you history.
And you only know probably a fraction of it.
I know a lot of it. I just ain't saying shit.
Well, how did it end while we wrap up here?
He called me all kind of fat bitches and hung up on me So he lawyer going to contact me. I said, dude.
Now, did you wipe your tears with $100 bills from your TV contract?
It was
T-shirt money.
Yeah, right. After you told some jokes about him.
I asked him when I don't stay. He said, no, can I tell you who just called me back there in the back room?
Oh, did the audience go crazy?
Yeah, they fell out fucking laughing. I said, dude, I've always tried to protect you. I never mentioned your name. That's your dumb ass keep coming for. The only people know who you are is the people who grew up with us. Keep your mouth shut, nigga.
If you didn't know Rabbit,
you don't know him.
Yeah.
You gotta know Rabbit to know who the fuck he is.
I have no idea who he is. I mean, until today. I mean, I've known you 2.5 years, like as a friend, and longer than that, like, have I followed you? I wouldn't have known had you not just told me his name that we've bleeped out of this episode. It's not like you go around talking about him.
I don't be talking about that nigga. You think I do, but I don't be talking about him. Are you picking up that door?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dion, how good was the set where she was talking about him?
Her sets are always killer, but that part was at the end where she was doing her t-shirt pitch, and she probably did another 10 minutes. So it was good.
I told my husband, I was like, he is so stupid. I'm a comedian. I'm the last person you want to call. You just gave me a whole new bit. Just give me time to think about it. And then the good part about it, some stuff I didn't even hear, and Dion recorded it. So I go back and I listen to it. And I would put all of those dumb questions to a joke you asked me. You know what's so crazy? In his mind, he think it's really some good times there. Now, it could be, and the tragedy was so bad for me as a kid, because I was 12, that maybe I blocked him out. Because, you know, the mind is a muscle. When it feel like you're going through shit that could run you crazy when your mind is healthy, it start to block out pain.
Yeah.
And then later on in life, your mind starts to release those things. And you're like, oh, this shit true? Is this real? That's how my mind have been.
But he did the opposite. The shit that was, you know, that he feels guilty for, he's blocked out and he only remembers 3 or 4 good things. Like, did he even mention good? You don't remember when we X, Y, and Z? Like, he probably doesn't even remember that stuff.
No, he don't remember. I said, all he is everything to defend him. He said, you told me you was 18. No, I didn't. No, I didn't. You knew I was 12. You knew I went to Dean Rush Elementary. You were picking me up from that bitch. So you telling a lie. It's like, you like, he always say, we went to Florida. I said, dude, I've never been to Florida with you. Your other bitch has been to Florida with you, not me. That's what he don't understand. I don't remember nothing. I mean, if you want to call a good time a skating rink, that's all I remember. That's the only place we ever went. I don't ever remember going to the movies with the dude.
You forget about that time he took you on the Dollar General shopping spree and you got those jellies. Remember?
Yeah. You're right, Dion. I'm sorry. He took me to Dollar General, which was Family Dollar back in the day, or Woolworth. I think it was Woolworth here in Atlanta. It was like Family Dollar. And he bought me a pair of jelly. He bought me some red shorts and a white t-shirt. And he put it in 3 different bags so it looked like I had been shot. I think he spent a total of $5.
You know what? That's the kind of trick that you pull on a kid.
Exactly. Motherfucking shoes were so cheap, Chris. When you take them off, you had a dirt decorated into your feet.
Right, yeah.
Sometimes I couldn't get the shoes off my motherfucking feet. They were so plastified.
Oh, I remember those jellies. Those were so cheap.
Well, there is some nicer brands, but he bought the ones that were like $1 back in the day.
Right.
Three different bags. That's so
funny.
He
bought them and put them in 3 different bags. He put one shoe in each bag and then put the pants and the shirt in the bag. Make it look like he had been shot.
He separated the shoes.
Did they look like this?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Like the really clear plastic with little stars cut out.
Mine was white. And they didn't have the stars on there, the stripe. They've came back now. They're really stylish now.
Oh my God.
Like that yellow pair right there. They're very stylish
right.
now. But no, I had the very 99-cent pair back in the day.
Oh my God, those look like baby doll shoes,
right? Like little
the little accessories that come
petroleum Birkenstocks.
Yeah, that's what he bought me when I first met him, some jellies. So I'm like, what are you talking about, old homeboy? You know, that's what's so crazy. I don't know why, if there was good times with him, why I cannot remember good times. But I told him, I said, I don't remember good times with you. Out of the whole 10 years I spent in that relationship, we never lived together. I remember him having a girlfriend, an older lady, and she would go to work during the day. He would take me over to her house and have sex with me.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like there was good times.
No, there was never good times.
You were used.
A lot.
Yeah.
For sex. A lot. So I'm sorry. You didn't know that you was molesting a gym and it was going to turn into something. I'm sorry.
Tough
shit for him.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. And I was sitting on the plane. And
even if he treated you right, I don't think it would have worked out well.
No, it wouldn't have, because he's ignorant. He don't plan for the future. You know, he's 60-some years old. He live in a rooming house. You know what that is, right, Chris?
Yeah. Yeah. Like a halfway house, like a boarding house type thing. Like he rents a room.
Yeah, he rents a room. That's what he live in.
I mean,
not even a home.
Between car spa and funeral home security, it's hard to get a nice place.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm not downing him or knocking him or no shit like that, but I'm like, don't come and tell me I'm lying about a relationship that I spent over 10 years in with nothing but abuse, being called bitches, being punched, being beat on. I said, nigga, all you ever did was hit me until I started fighting back.
Not only that, other women were beating you up. And I'm sure you were
ain't
like,
nobody beat me the fuck up. Ain't no.
Oh, they weren't?
Bitch.
Okay.
Nigga, nah, I've been fighting all my motherfucking life.
The color purple.
Yeah, you shut the fuck up. Your bitch would not beat me up. Now, why he baby mama put her hands on me? I'd have told them hoes up when I was young. Mm-mm. The crazy part is, I caught this nigga in the bed with two bitches one time. Not one. Two bitches. I wake him up. The two bitches laying on side of him like he a pimp with a lot of money.
I'd say nice, yeah. But they were probably underage, so.
One bitch, I went to school with her.
There, see? Nailed it.
He looked up and said, go on, get the fuck on out of here. I ain't got time for that. I took one of them gin bottles with the ridges in it. You know them gin bottles?
Mm-hmm.
And I hit that nigga upside his head. No, the bitch jumped up and said, bitch, get out. I hit that bitch so hard with that goddamn bottle. And we was in that motherfucker fight. We sure the fuck was. I caught this nigga with so many bitches. So many bitches.
Like, what kind of good times are there when the health department is regularly checking up on you?
Thank you. I don't know. I don't know.
I don't think I've ever heard you say, like, you're very positive about your past. You're very, even if you're talking about somebody like your mom, there are good things, and you mention that, and you talk about that. I've never heard you say anything good about this guy, which tells me there was nothing redeeming, because you try to look for that other people's redeeming qualities first.
I really do. I don't, like I told him, I don't know no good times. Tell me. And he was like, we went to Florida. I said, no, we did. Wrong bitch. You got the wrong bitch. We never went out of town together. It was so many of us. So I don't know what you're talking about, dude. All I remember is fucking pain. You cheating. You fighting. Us fighting. That's all I remember. We never lived together. He always lived with other women. I remember the time when he said, I'm trying to choose between you, his other baby mama, and another chick he didn't have a baby by. And he was living with that chick. And he said, I don't know which one of y'all I want to move in with. My man said that. I said, please, please move in with me.
What are you, flipping coins like Two-Face?
What the fuck are you talking about?
He said he was trying to choose.
Yeah, he was trying to choose who to move in with. Hold on.
I mean, you were young. I listen to these stories. I go, how the hell? I try to put myself in that situation. Like, what would I do?
It's hard for me to.
Oh, yeah. I have to remember she was not old enough to, like, understand. Like, none of this shit is worth it.
As an adult, it's hard for me to understand being in that position, let alone being my 12-year-old self. And it's hard for me to imagine her in that position because I know Miss Pat at, what, 49? You know what? Like, so it's just, it's hard to conceptualize because it's just so twisted.
And then you get the exact opposite, you know, with Garrett.
Right.
You know, just
salt of the earth.
Just the most incredible, nice, you know, positive energy. Just no negative. Just being around him.
There's walking up,
a calmness.
He's fixing the car with Junebug. They're playing music, laughing with each other, talking. Hey, Chris, how are you? Oh, hey, you know, when I walked up the other day.
Well, not only that, he was, you know, he's always been a dad to not kill. This dude ain't never tried to reach out to my son. And that's why I told him, I said, I don't know what's going on in your brain, but it's not in everybody else's brain. And I feel sorry for you. I really do. I really do. But instead, he called and he called me. He would not call me Patricia. He would not call me Pat, because that's the only control he still feel like he have over me. To call me Rabbit. Nobody calls me Rabbit but him. But he refused to let go of that control. So he continued to call me motherfucking Rabbit.
Yeah.
Which I don't give a fuck. I answer to him, okay, whatever. But now he's talking about everybody at the job picking up. I said, and as they should.
Yeah.
As they should. They should send the pedophile truck down there to pick you up.
We don't have enough shame in this society. This person should be shamed. Like, I'm not big on that, but this is a person who, you know, you made so many mistakes that there's like, you show no remorse for it, no redemption, never an apology.
I mean, in his eyes, he didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
I mean, if you listen to, if you listen, I mean, the first words out of his mouth weren't, you know,
wow,
congratulations on the show.
I really hurt you. I didn't realize it till you were yelling at my character.
It was, that dude don't look like me. And it's always been about him. You know, I mean, that's the true testament of a narcissist. Even in a negative situation, it's got to be about him.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, you shouldn't be wanting to claim any of this shit.
You old ragged head motherfucker. I mean, I try to protect you. You know, I joke about you can't read. That's why I put the book on audio. And then you're talking, your book is a lie. I say, how you know you ain't read it? Go read it and come back and talk to me. You dumb motherfucker. But it don't matter. I'm happy. I'm winning. And that's what your haters are supposed to do. Haters are supposed to hate. So he checked in and did his 8-hour shift last night. And we truly appreciate that. I know I do. Because fuck him. I'm going to make more episodes about you, you bitch-ass nigga. I said, hey, molester, you signed a birth certificate. You left all kind of evidence behind, you dumb bitch.
Like Nakia.
And Ashley.
Right.
And an abortion. You dumb fuck.
Which she has in the closet.
No, that was the miscarriage.
Oh. That was Garrett's baby.
Oh,
I do have that baby in the closet. Garrett get mad when I take her out.
Oh no! What, to comb her hair?
No. It's just a picture of her and put the baby
back in the box.
He's like, stop doing that shit. It look like an alien. I said, it do not look like an alien. It looked like an alien. It's back there as a Polaroid picture of her. I mean, it was my baby, so I always kept the pictures and the footprints and stuff.
I legitimately thought for 20 minutes that you had a physical baby in the closet.
I think I would be in jail. Okay.
That was your lowest intelligent point on this show, Chris. That
easily.
Like, what, nigga, there's not a baby in the closet.
Trapped in the closet. Fuck you think I am. Mr. Kelly. Closet. That's a good part about it. Wrap this shit up. I enjoyed you guys. I need that fucking laugh because that nigga drive my booty hole out. But it's back to moist.
All right, good. Glad we got your booty hole moist.
Oh, I gotta say thank you for everybody who came out to Pittsburgh. Thanks to everybody who came out to Pittsburgh. Some of you guys traveled miles and miles to come see us. I hope it was a great show for you guys. Thank you for all the Chick-fil-A gift card. To the lady who gave me the fucking panty liner, you rock. And don't think not one time I didn't use that motherfucker. It's on right now. It was so much fun. It was my first time in Pittsburgh as a headliner. And boy, when I tell you y'all came out and showed the fuck out. And I truly appreciate it from the bottom of my, from the top of my titties to the bottom of my toes.
Do they touch?
They touch, ironically.
We're in sync today.
Yeah, you are. What do you say?
We both said it and they touch. The top of your titties to the bottom of your toes, they're touching right now.
Fuck y'all. Some days they do touch.
Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of The Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at MissPatComedy.com for all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.